covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know what? I'll take a few phone calls at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I want to give a shout-out to a gentleman who posted on my Facebook page. I'm going to share some of that with you in a moment. The Steve Gruber Show, the place to go to join the crowds, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. You can also follow on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. If you want to drop me a line directly, go to stevegruber.com. You can send me an email that way. Get lots of them. Use some of them here on the program. Just know if you send me an email, and it's good, it's probably going to get used because I'm going to acknowledge your incredible intelligence and your ability to grasp common sense concepts. Tom is checking in from Grand Rapids. Tom, welcome to the program.
Steve, what do you say now about term limits for reps and senators?
Still don't agree with it.
Well, Wayne Allen Root is saying that, hey, the system breeds corruption.
I don't really care what Wayne... let me be clear, Tom. I don't care what he says. You asked me what I thought.
Okay, you don't care what he says. But I kind of go along with what he says, because he's calling for 2 terms for the Senate and 6 terms for the House. I'm saying nonsense. 1 term for the Senate, 3 terms for the House, because Ted Cruz says he was surprised at the time these guys spend to get reelected. That's all these guys do. 90% of their time is spent to get money to get reelected.
There's truth to that.
That is spent
However,
on the business of the country. What the hell is that?
The error with your argument is this, Tom. The error with your argument is simply this. When you do have somebody that is good, that you want to keep around, you no longer have that opportunity. If somebody that's talented, actually doing the work of the people, Mike Mansfield comes to mind as a senator that served for a very long time. And I can go down the list of people that served for a long time that did well for their states and their constituents. Why rob the voters of the good to purge the place of the bad? I've got an idea. Get more people to realize what's bad and kick these people out of office. We have term limits. It's called elections. Never going to agree with term limits. It's fundamentally flawed in my belief because it takes away my ability to select those that I want to select. But, Tom, I respect your point of view. I just don't happen to agree with it. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. From Stanley, I want to share this. He put this on Facebook. Restaurants on wheels, food trucks have found that you can bet your last dollar they'd be a good place to go, but the government would love to shut them down. The mechanic repairing and selling cars on the side, they'd like to shut them down. Seriously, people, the best way to bring your business to profitability is to stop listening to the experts. They're telling us to do this, to do that. 10% of us will still be operating in 5 years. Run that through your mind. He's right, Stanley is. I agree that partners can screw things up, but that just means you have to find the right partners, whoever that might be. Businesses have no other option than to start working together to overcome the insanity of the insane advertising and marketing scam rates. When I say working together, I'm talking about how we have to get together. If we don't have a product like a car or mobile restaurant that can sit on a busy street with 20,000 cars passing by every 8 hours, we have to work together to get that exposure and not just a business card. One of the things he's pointing out here is that too many people are prevented from going into work for themselves. For example, if you go and buy a car at auction for $500 and fix it for $500 and put it in your front yard for $2,500, you're really not supposed to do that. And if you do that more than 4 times a year, you have to have a license. These food trucks have to find special places where they can park. Otherwise, they are in violation of this code or that code. You know, if you want to go cut hair, you have to have a license. If you want to groom a dog, you have to have a license. If you want to lay tile in Michigan, you have to have a license. Why, I say? Let the free market decide. If I get a bad haircut, I'm not going back. And that person won't be cutting hair for very long because they'll be broke. If I take my dog to the groomer and it doesn't get groomed properly, does it matter if there's a license hanging on the wall? No, sir. I won't be going back. If somebody does a lousy job of laying tile in my kitchen, they won't get hired again. And the list goes on and on and on. I don't need everybody in the world to have a license to do their job because, let's be honest, boys and girls, we've had plenty of licensed contractors and people and so forth in our lives that did a lousy job, and we've had people that are not licensed at all that did a great job. How does it make sense that so many people in America today have to have a license? They have to go get registered with the state. Here's what I do. It's another tracking system, so they make sure they don't lose one thin dime of taxes along the way. It's a matter for them to make sure that you're regulated properly. What that means is monitored and taxed properly. I'm sick and tired of people breathing down the necks of those that want to be industrious, that those who want to go to work, that roll up their sleeves and get something done. Now, should an architect have a license? Yes. A doctor? Of course. A lawyer? Most of them that I've met deserve one. The point being is, licensing makes sense in certain professions, right? It makes sense in certain, but not for everybody, because then it's just a money grab. Then it's just taxing those that want to go to work. Why would we have to require a cosmetology license for somebody that simply cuts hair? Again, the free market will decide whether the haircuts are worth paying for and at what rate. Whether they get $10 a haircut or $25 will depend on how good their skill set is. For those that want to work, those that want to gamble, because it is a gamble, you get none of the benefits. If you go bankrupt, you can't get unemployment. You work for yourself, no unemployment for you. You have to pay self-employment tax, which is stifling oftentimes. You have to insure yourself, which is usually in a higher risk pool because oftentimes businesses are just one or two people. So therefore, you have to pay for higher risk insurance because, well, Obamacare didn't open up the markets across state lines so you could get a good deal. So you're getting pounded by that as well. It's time to get regulation and government out of the way of this great, incredible industrial engine called America. Get out of the way, you fools. We've got work to do. We'll be right back.